It has been stormy at times today across eastern New York and western New England. A cold front is passing through, and that's helping to set off some of these areas of rain. And there's still the chance for some more wet weather at times through late afternoon into tonight. It's not going to rain the whole time, but don't be shocked if you need that umbrella as some raindrops come through. And there's still the chance for a few rumbles of thunder. And you'll want to make sure that if there is lightning where you are or close to where you are, that you remain inside until that storm safely passes. The humidity levels are not too bad today. Dew points are running largely in the upper 50s to low 60s, which means it's a little touch on the muggy side, but not too bad for this time of year. And with those dew points in that range, overnight lows will end up in the upper 50s to low 60s, which is pretty comfortable. So things are going to be pretty pleasant feeling overnight. And during the day tomorrow, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. There's still a chance for a couple of pop-up passing showers, though I think most areas are going to stay totally dry during the day tomorrow. Temperatures will be in the 70s to around 80 degrees, and it's not going to be that humid. And in terms of that rain chance, again, it's pretty slim, so I wouldn't recommend canceling plans for tomorrow, but just don't be totally shocked if a couple of raindrops do come through. And the weather picture looks to remain quiet for the remainder of the week. There's still that chance for some rain late this afternoon into tonight, but beyond that, and maybe a passing shower tomorrow, I'm not expecting any significant weather concerns. Wednesday, Thursday, into Friday, it looks to remain rain-free, and the dew points are going to remain pretty comfortable for this time of year. I know fall is still a few weeks out, but we are getting into that second half of August when we start to expect some cooler nights, and that's exactly how things are going to play out. So I expect a lot of 70s on the way for the remainder of the week, at least for daytime highs, and 50s at night. So hopefully those air conditioners can catch a bit of a break here as we go through the week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, a few passing showers or thunderstorms, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. A few passing showers are possible, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a few passing showers or thunderstorms, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of a passing shower, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance for a passing shower or thunderstorm, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and not too humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy, chance for a passing shower or thunderstorm, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a possible passing shower, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, pleasant, highs in the 70s, and on Thursday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.